92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. It is Mike Wimacher. You may know our next guest from his show Burgers, Brew, and Q on Food Network, or his time as co-host of The Chew on ABC. His show Barbecue USA coming back to Food Network on July 10th. Welcome to the show, celebrity chef Michael Simon. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm doing great. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Tell us a little bit about the premise of Barbecue USA and the arduous job you must have tasting all those different kinds of barbecue.
You know, it's a tough job, but someone has to do it. it's great. We're starting into season two, and we premiere this Monday at 10:30. We follow Barbecue Brawl, so Monday night's going to be barbecue night on Food Network, which I love, obviously.
Yes.
And on Barbecue USA, we go to all these competitions. It could be anywhere from 50 to 200 teams competing. The greatest pit masters in the United States going head-to-head in different categories. It could be ribs. It could be brisket. It could be pork butt. And then there's all these great ancillary categories that we focused on this year, too. Like, there's a kids cook 1 week.
Oh,
next
nice.
Week, maybe there's paella if we're in Florida, seafood. So you're going to get to see all different kinds of style of barbecue and a really behind-the-scenes look on how these teams make great queue.
I was going to say, what goes into making this show? Because I think a lot of people, when they think of a food show like this, they think, oh, people just show up, cook, and eat. But there's so much more to go into shows like this, right?
Oh, my God, it's crazy. So, I mean, We get there 2 days before. You know, I mean, it takes 4 days to get an episode done on a show like this. And the amazing thing is the teams competing is there's teams that travel over 1,000 miles. You know, like they load up their trucks, they load up their rigs, they have their smokers, they go across the country with family in tow and compete weekly at these competitions throughout the United States.
We're talking with celebrity chef Michael Simon, his show Barbecue USA, coming back to the Food Network this Monday night, July 10th. There's so many different kinds of barbecue, right? So many different styles. There's Kansas City, there's Texas, there's Carolina. Do you prefer one over another?
You know, I prefer ones depending on the item.
Okay.
So, like, if I want brisket or a beef rib, I'm going to Texas. You know, if I want whole hog, I'm going to the Carolinas. And if I want ribs, I'm going to go to Memphis or Kansas City. So, you know, I think that there's these regional styles. What's got lost a little bit in the regional styles, I feel, when people think about barbecue is they're not only like a seasoning and spice and style of wood, but they're typically, their focus, especially like 50 years ago, used to be more a specific meat.
Right.
And because, you know, we're in the time that we're in the time, it's like now people go to a place and they want the option of getting all the meat, so to speak. But,
right.
It's like, what do you mean you don't have ribs? I thought this was a barbecue restaurant. But, you know, different regions really do different, like, you know, you're not going to beat whole hog in the Carolinas.
No.
And people could be doing whole hog all over the country now, but they do it best there. And that's because they've been doing it there forever. Like, Rodney Scott is going to make you, you know, he's going to cook a whole hog that's going to just make you almost faint. Like, it's so good.
Slap your mama twice so good, I think, is one of the slogans I heard.
Yeah.
It's so good to make you slap your mama twice.
Yeah, I mean, my mother-in-law is from Dalton, Georgia, so she's from the South, and I remember I made her mac and cheese once, and she goes, man, that's so good you put your foot in it. And I'm like, I don't even know what the hell that means, but I'm hoping that's good. You know?
That's fantastic.
Because I know you hated my biscuits, so at least you like my mac and cheese.
Yeah, you got a lot of standards to live up to there. She doesn't care about the celebrity part of celebrity chef. It's like, if it ain't Southern, then she's not down with it.
No, when I first started dating Liz like 30 years ago, I thought, oh, I'm going to impress her mom from Dalton, Georgia. I'm going to make breakfast, and I made biscuits. And, she said, and she gave me a bless your heart. And at the time, I thought that meant she really liked the biscuits. It turns out that wasn't really the case. But That's what she taught me how to make them, so I'm good now.
That's fantastic. We're talking with celebrity chef Michael Simon about the show Barbecue USA coming back to Food Network on July 10th. You know, you mentioned the different type of wood or the seasoning. What is it that makes really good barbecue? Is it the dry rub, the sauce, the type of wood, or is it the culmination of all those coming together?
It's all those things, and it's the patience and time that goes into it. You know, it's it doesn't matter how good of a cook you are, whether, you know, whether it's in a restaurant or a barbecue restaurant or whatever. If you don't start with great product and you don't have good technique, you're gonna create average food. You know, so it's like when you look at the meats that they're cooking with at these competitions, they're not messing around. I mean, you know, they're using really high, like a lot of them are smoking Kobe briskets, you know, and you know, Wagyu briskets and,
wow,
and Berkshire pork, and you know, like they're not going and buying like average meat.
Right.
They're buying the best meat that they could get their hands on. Like, you know, we actually, Joe Pierce, a barbecue friend of mine from Kansas City, the final episode this year, little teaser for you is Joe and I put a team together and we cooked in Memphis in May. And I mean, we literally had a hog farmer raise our hogs just for this competition.
Damn.
You know, so a lot of time and effort goes into the finding of product. I think that's number one in making great barbecue or making great food. And then, you know, for the style of wood, I tend to like food woods. I like cherry and apple because I don't think they overpower the
meat. Right.
But you know, but a lot of people love the mesquite and that kind of thing. To me, like a wood like mesquite, which is very strong, tends to hide the flavor of the meat. But you know, it depends what region of the country you're in, because you know, I might smoke with apple wood in a region that specializes in mesquite, you know, they're going to be like, this isn't good.
they'll give you the side eye like your mother-in-law gave you about Southern cooking.
Yeah.
They'll be like, what
are
you doing? Michael Simon.
I got to bless your heart there, too.
Right. Michael Simon, I could talk to you all day because I myself am an avid smoker. I love it. I love it. There's just something so ethereal about it and just kind of calming to sit there and just the patience it takes to smoke a good rib or a good pork butt. I would love to pick your brain all day long, but I know we're kind of up against it. One last question for you. When it comes to summer eats, we're going to go outside barbecue a little bit. Is ketchup ever acceptable on a hot dog?
Hell no.
Thank you. I can finally go to my wife and be like, see, a celebrity chef tells you you're ruining the hot dog with that stuff.
Dude, I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, we do brown ballpark mustard at our stadium. You know, that's what you get with the hot dog. And if someone asks for ketchup on a hot dog at a Browns game or a Guardians game or an Indians game, you will get booed out of your section.
And I grew up in Chicago, so I feel the same way as you do,
same
my friend.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah, same thing. I call it the devil's blood. I pretty much don't like it on anything.
Michael Simon.
I like my fries. I like my fries with mayo, and I like my hot dogs with mustard.
I am right there with you, my friend. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck to the Browns. They've made some moves, so they may get a little better this season. You're about due for a championship.
Oh,
there.
God. Oh. It hurts me inside. At least you got a Buckeye as a quarterback, so I'm pulling for Justin Fields.
Yes. We're hoping he takes that extra step this year. Best of luck going forward, and love to have you back on the program again, and we will talk to you later on down the line, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That is Michael Simon, celebrity chef, the new show, well, the returning show, Barbecue USA on Food Network this coming Monday. Great guy, great show. Make sure you check it out.